broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Cosby live on your radio. This is indeed the broadcast for February the 5th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is hour two of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country, to do it all in the media and our lives. The goal is restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. We don't need revolution, but a restoration using the checks and balances put in place by the founders. Absolutely. Let's get it done. Are you willing to help? Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Kurt, I got horrible news. This is really bad news, Kurt. Welcome, sir.
You have buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam. So what's the horrible news?
Do you know who Joe Alaska is?
Joe Alaska. Sounds familiar, but I couldn't.
Yeah,
really,
I bet you do know. You might not know you know, but you do know. Did that make sense?
Yeah.
You might not know you know, but certainly. Okay.
Military intelligence.
All right. You know who the voice of Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck is, don't you, Kurt?
Well, of course.
Yeah, it's Joe Lasky. Come on.
Oh, okay.
Right? Anyway, the sad part about Joe is Joe passed away, Kurt.
Oh, man, it's almost like going to happen to everybody, huh?
Yeah, well, good point. My mother passed away. Joe passes away. Man, this is getting just brutal.
Yep.
But the voice of Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck, Joe Alaska, passes away. Mm. So there you have that, Kurt.
Now, this is where if I was, you know, any good at impersonations, then I would do Donald Duck or
wait, this is Daffy,
like that,
Kurt.
But, well, okay, sorry.
Not
Daffy
Donald,
Duck
come
or
on.
Any of those things.
You don't want to do Donald Duck, Kurt?
Not, ladies and gentlemen, so I won't, yeah.
There, and I thought you were going to bust out your Donald Duck impersonation on me, Kurt. All right,
yeah.
Then if you won't do that, then we'll talk about Google.
All
Google's
right.
Google's on the news, folks.
Yeah, and this we're talking about Google and Apple.
Yes,
right,
we
in
are.
This case.
Two of the largest behemoth companies in the world, right, Kurt?
This is kind of how they stay big.
Behemoth,
At least it shows how they do that.
Now, people believe they're kind of arch enemies, don't they, Kurt?
Well, yeah, of course, they're fighting against each other. But the headline here reads, Google paid Apple. You pay your enemy? Google paid Apple $1 billion to keep search bar on iPhone. So did you just think that, like, on your iPhone, certain things were there just automatically because, hey, they just thought, oh, we'll do it to help people out? Or do you think that not only after they sell the iPhone for, like, what, $600?
Oh, that's the cheapest one, and it's like more like $650, Kurt, for the cheapest one you can
well,
get.
Well, anyway, say $700 or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, because if you get more
not
memory,
only
the
after
price ratchets right on up there, buddy.
Yeah, so not only after you sell that thing like that, you also sell all these companies, including, in this case, the Google boys on, well, you want a place on our phone? It's going to cost a little bit. But they say
a
Apple
little
received
bit?
A billion.
Wow.
Yeah, Apple received $1 billion from its rival, according to a transcript of court proceedings from Oracle Corp's copyright lawsuit against Google. The search engine giant has an agreement with Apple that gives the iPhone maker a percentage of the revenue Google generates through the Apple device. So, you know, not only do they pay the $1 billion up front, Sam, they somehow are commissioned sales guys, I guess, is what sure looks like it to me. They say rumors about how much Google pays Apple to be on the iPhone have circulated for years, but the companies have never publicly disclosed it. You know, well, there's probably a reason for that. This revenue-sharing agreement reveals the links Google must go to keep people using its search tool on mobile devices. Ladies and gentlemen, this is probably nothing new to you, but to make money, you have to spend some money. You know, it's called advertising, as far as I can see. And Google advertises on Apple, right, Sam?
Yes, they do. Google paid Apple $1 billion to keep search bar on the iPhone, court records reveal. This just goes to show these people aren't arch enemies. They just know what to do to stay big.
Yeah, that's all. Right. That's right. And it's business.
I wonder if they're going to put Liberty News Radio, give us a prime spot on that search bar, Kurt.
Well, let me tell you how that could happen, Sam, in case you're wondering.
Yeah.
Well, those 3 million or so Americans, assuming we have 1% of Americans who are, you know, would like to participate in the Give Me Liberty Fund, imagine if they just put in $1 a day. That'd be 3 million a day. So after a while, it'd probably add up to, let's see, how many days would we need for a billion? You know, I mean, it'd be
like a few days,
300 days, you know, I mean, something like that. Because, you know, a billion is 1,000 million. So
it wouldn't even take a year,
then
Kurt?
You could, yeah. I mean, then you could just go ahead and be playing the game right with Google and Apple, and it would be the Patriots, you know, doing something.
LibertyNewsRadio.com.
Yeah, and all you got to do is use a plan like the Give Me Liberty Fund, GiveMeLibertyFund.com. You can see how it could be done. You know, solutions.
Now, people are into solutions, Kurt. They just don't know where to find them most of the time.
That's right.
And part of the reason I'm so cocky, Kurt.
Yes.
Is because when I surround myself with people like Kurt Crosby and the founders, you know what I mean? People like Ammon Bundy and Kurt Crosby, the founders, Sheriff Richard Mack. And I feel like I'm surrounded by the real movers and shakers, the people who really want to get something done in America. And I don't claim that these ideas or these solutions are necessarily my brainchild. In fact, most of them are not. I do have the ability, though, to put them on the kitchen table where people can understand them. I do have the ability to bring them forward in such a way as to help people understand. I do have the ability to research widely and then to bring that stuff down into a concentrated dose that people can actually, you know, understand. And I spend hours and hours and hours studying the Constitution, studying our founders, studying their documents, studying the written word from the Almighty Author of Liberty. And I do my best to kind of bring all that to the table, and I don't mean to take credit for it. I just feel grateful to be part of it is kind of the deal.
Yeah. That's what I always say. People will occasionally say something like, well, I try to listen every day. And I said, well, I listen every day. And, you know, it's one of the, you could say, perks about being part of the program is you get to hear all those smart guys that do show up. And smart ladies even. Well, I was going to say like Dee, but, you know,
well,
different
Dee has
people
a point,
that,
Kurt.
Yeah.
Of righteous indignation. Dee's livid.
Yes,
Dee's frustrated. Now, what we really need to do is work with Dee and kind of find out, you know what? What does she really want? Why is she really listening? Does she really want to understand the Constitution? Does she really want to find solutions? Or is she just there to kind of antagonize? What drives her agenda? If we want to politely disagree, we've got a lot of listeners that don't agree with me. They think Sam's out in the weeds and Kurt's right. And you know what? That's great, too. I don't need to be the man, the leader, the perfect, the right, the what. Okay, it's all about America, and we all have hearts and minds, and through that vigorous debate and discussion, and that's how America was created, and that's the genius of America. And so it's okay if Dee and I disagree, Kurt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's not okay, in my opinion, is that we just spend our time on destructive things that don't have value. Well, you know, you're a government plant. No, you are. You don't know the Bible. Yes, I do. And pretty soon we're just so derailed from anything that has value to redeem America. And to bring people to a moral sense of their duty and to educate people about their responsibility. See, rights are wonderful, but rights come with responsibilities, Kurt. Redeeming America is vital, but it isn't going to happen until good, honest people use the blueprint given by the founders to get it done. See, I don't need to know everything. I just need to know how to point people back to those who do, see?
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, Google paid Apple $1 billion. Wow. Mm-hmm. I wish I could have got a transactional, like a finder's fee on that bad boy. I'm just telling you. All right, Lavoie Finicum Funerals in the news, Kurt.
Well, yeah, Sam, and that's today.
Yes, it is.
We wanted to talk about it just because, you know, of course, I mean, the BLM, by the way, is even closing a field office. I guess they all want to go and attend, you know, I mean, got to be there. I guess the school district there is closing at noon today as well.
Is that so people can attend the funeral, or is that because they're all paranoid?
I think it's so that everybody going to go to the funeral. I mean, those people, I mean, it's a little more freedom when the school district shuts down. I mean, that's what it is, you know.
All right, when we get back, let's break this down further. We got a personal friend that's going to be attending the funeral and going to report on Monday for us. We'll tell you about that, too, coming up. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite News the Networks Refuse to Use radio station.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Yes, you are, ladies and gentlemen. GiveMeLibertyFund.com, ThePowerMall.com. Tell them we sent you. All right, we're talking about the Lavoie Finicum funeral today. It's going to be happening down in Kanab, Utah, Kurt.
We got some terrorism going on in my neighborhood. You know, my neighbor across the road, he's, you know, operating his snowblower, and he has now entered, our area, Sam. I mean, you better call the cops. I mean, it's almost like Gammon and those guys pushing snow up there in front of people's yards.
I
mean, this guy didn't get my permission to clean off snow at our house. I mean, I'm really upset.
I wish that if somebody called the cops would just start helping.
Well,
I'm just saying.
Great point. But anyway, you can hear his snowblower in the background.
That's all right, though.
Wonderful sound, yeah.
Yeah, snowblow. Kurt Crosby's on the radio, and this guy basically says, I don't know how to do radio, but I'm going to help snow blow off your yard and driveway so you can get to work and everything like you need to do, and that way you can stay on the radio. And so he's helping out, Kurt, with Liberty News Radio, Liberty Roundtable Live.
I mean, it's terrorism all over the place, isn't it?
People running around. Right after the broadcast, I'm going to head to a patriotic program put on by my private school. No government dollars involved. It's going to be crazy over there.
That does sound scary.
Kids pitching patriotic ideas. They actually take you all the way through, Kurt, from the, what do I want to say, God view of history or, God's view of history idea.
Wow.
Where it's, God inspires people
talk about terrorism,
promote liberty and everything. I mean, it's just phenomenal.
They're going to have to shut that down. I mean, that's a dangerous thing. Just like they're shutting down the BLM office there near the Lavoie Finicum funeral today, the Bureau of Land Management. They closed the field office both for Thursday and Friday. I mean, they took advantage of, an extra day.
Not only that, some wackos might actually be coming in on Thursday,
And, of course, they're probably going to take less pay as well, Sam. I mean, because of anyway, I guess the agency there said, given the events scheduled over the next few days in southern Utah, BLM decided to exercise an abundance of caution temporarily close our offices in Kanab. I would recommend this. They temporarily, kind of like we've got that one temporary tax that started in 1913, the one called the income tax. Started in 1913, it's a temporary tax, don't you know? Maybe they would temporarily close all BLM offices and just head any of those federal boys back to Washington, D.C., and the states can just take care of, their own land. What do you think, Sam? I mean, they could just temporarily close them for the next 8,000 years or so.
Hey, I'm in. What do I got to do?
I mean, is that like a petition? Temporary closure.
Yeah, it'd be like income tax.
But anyway, a lot of folks are headed to our buddy Lavoie Finicum's funeral today. Some people have expressed concern that, if they bury him, or as John Wayne would say, bury him, won't they need some of that, I guess you could say evidence in the case of, wrongdoing or whatever. I hope they've already got all that.
Yeah, the family did an autopsy already.
Discovered. Yeah, okay.
And so I hope we get that information. When it comes to evidence, the problem is the longer the government takes to release anything, Kurt, the greater likelihood that the evidence will be gone.
Yeah, it's kind of like it just disappeared. It's kind of like that magic bullet thing.
Well, we didn't mean it to. Huh? We did our very best to preserve it, but something went kind of haywire.
Whoops. But anyway, they got a funeral going on down there. As far as I know, it starts around 2:30. They've got some kind of viewing / reception going on from like 10 to 1 or something like that. So, if you're headed there, celebrate his life, the freedoms we still enjoy, the freedoms he died for, and certainly support the family in whatever way possible. Right, Sam?
Yeah, now. Sorry about that. I mentioned we're going to have a friend. See, I was going to attend the funeral down in Kanab, Kurt, for Lavoie Finicum myself.
Yeah, but I was thinking we might ride down there.
Well, I wanted to, and then my mother passed away, and I just can't do it. I just can't go.
Can't be in two places at the same time.
I'm working on that, Kurt. I'm working on it. But the founders didn't have a way to figure that out, and so I'm at a loss there. But I got to be at a viewing for my mother this evening. I've got a lot of work to do to kind of help make that stuff come together today. My mother's funeral is tomorrow. And it just threw a wrench in the works, and I couldn't go.
What time is your mother's funeral, by the way?
No, it's at noon tomorrow.
Okay.
You know, if you look on Facebook.
It would be tough to make it for that one at noon and then to get down there by 2:30 in Kanab. You'd have to
well,
get
hold
Donald
on. That
Trump
one's
to bring
today,
his
Kurt.
Plane. Oh, that's right.
The Voice is today. My mom's is tomorrow. But
yeah,
again,
that's right.
It's kind of like since I'm one of the children, I've got some work to do. Like we're supposed to sing,
yes,
and I think practice might be important. And anyway, there's all these things that I've got to do to help. We had to write the obituary. And anyway, if you go on Facebook, Kurt, it'll give you all the details and stuff like that.
So yeah. Facebook, your Facebook page?
Yeah, oh yeah, heck yeah. Come on, buddy. You're behind the digital, you know, deep
yes, I am.
On here now.
Yes,
anyway, all I'm telling you about this is that I wanted to go and I intended to go to the Lavoie Finicum funeral. I fully intended to be there.
I think you planned this the way you did.
I think the Lord did.
Yes, good point.
Now, my mom might be talking to Lavoie right now saying, hey, good work down there. I'm sorry they sent you to the next world as a result, but, you know, kind of stuff. Now, but I was going to go, and since I couldn't go, a friend of mine's going. He's a friend of yours, Kurt, and he's also a friend of all of our listeners.
Wow.
He's going to be there, and he's going to report on Monday.
He must be a friend to a lot of nice folks.
Yes, he is. Even D. Ooh, wow.
Ooh, even her.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
That's impressive.
We're supposed to love our enemies, aren't we, Kurt? That's that Prince of Peace stuff coming out. Crazy.
There you go again.
Just get your sword on and love your enemy.
Terroristic.
Just saying. Right now.
Yes, sir.
Kurt, the deal is that our buddy Joel Skousen, worldaffairsbrief.com, he's going to come on the radio and tell us about the funeral he's going today. He's going to be there.
Very good.
He's going to take care of business. And good for him, and we're grateful for his leadership in that, his involvement, and his willingness to come, you know, report for us and everything else on the happenings there. Richard Mack wanted to go to the funeral, too, but he had some other engagements, too, Kurt.
Oh, yeah, he's probably just trying to find some Culver's someplace or some Pupusa place.
Well, I'm sure
if
he's doing
that. If they had Pupusas down there, you know, he'd be going for sure, but no.
Where's he going, Philadelphia? Anyway, he's flying somewhere. That's why he's not even on the radio with us today.
He's probably sitting in the Bahamas, you know, just drinking a pina colada without alcohol, of course. But anyway, you know, no, seriously, Sheriff Mack, man, I'll tell you what, that's one of those defenders of freedom. Just work, 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 huh?
No, man. Well, kind of.
Well, I mean, work, 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 and eat pupusas, you know, and you know, Culver's yogurt, you know, or what do they call it? Ice cream? Anyway, it's like ice cream, but he does like that stuff, you know. I went to your Facebook thing, and, you know, it is a cool picture of your mom and dad, and chose like there, you know, and, you know, your daughter had posted a cool thing there.
My daughter's probably a terrorist, too, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Posting that
kind
of stuff?
You know, man.
I mean, she was trained and raised by one of the predominant hate groups in Utah. That's according to the Southern Poverty Law Center.
SPLC, man.
You know?
That's right.
All right.
Good point. Yeah.
We got a lot of news.
By the way,
out.
Your mom's birthday is my birthday. Did you know that?
No.
That was kind of cool.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, it says February 24th, 1930. January 30th.
Actually, your birthday is her birthday.
That's right.
Since she was born first. Just saying.
Yes, sir.
Quick pause. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's LibertyNewsRadio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, so we're talking about the LeVar Finicum funeral today. Our buddy Joel Skousen will be there. He'll be reporting on it live. Because my mom passed away, I will not be there. But nevertheless, I feel comfortable. Everything's in Joel's hands. I'm a very capable gentleman. We trust him completely. JoelSkousen.com is his website for his incredible books about the best places to live and more. WorldAffairsBrief.com is his incredible weekly commentary and insights into a troubled world. It comes out every Friday evening, or Friday, I should say, in your inbox. Sometimes it's Friday morning, actually. But it will be Friday in your inbox. Incredible detail, breakdown. He's covered so many incredible subjects, Kurt, with really, to me, a reporting, I don't know what you call it, finesse that others don't have. He gets into the details pretty good, and he really gives you a definitive on things. He's not always first because it comes out on Fridays, right? But he does a great, great job, in my humble opinion.
Well, he usually calls us to get, you know, counsel on how to do things, of course. I mean, that's why, I mean, he's got to go to the arrogant sources and know how to, you know, say things. I mean, you know, of course, we try to approve things for him as quickly as possible, you know. I mean, and if you believe that, we have some beachfront property in where is it, North Dakota, Sam? I think that's right.
Yeah, that
we've
property
got to offer you.
Hey, did you know Ammon's speaking out, Kurt?
Ammon's got a word to say, and what is it, Sam?
Well, he says I'm in jail.
Oh, imagine that. That is some new news there. Yeah, Ammon is in jail.
Now, he says he's in solitary confinement, too, Kurt.
Well, I mean, you couldn't have him getting with other people. He'd be telling them about the Constitution.
What if he told all the prisoners about the Constitution, Kurt?
Freedom and liberty. I mean, you can imagine the danger of him getting around.
But really, what if he told the prisoners about the Constitution?
I mean, he might have them want to, you know, do snow shoveling in people's yards. I mean, where would this country be if this guy got, you know, I mean, out?
He might teach people about the gospel of Jesus Christ, Kurt. He does that, too.
No wonder you got to keep this guy in solitary. I mean,
now, here's a statement from Ammon Bundy. Dear friends, hundreds of people were freely coming and going to the refuge to get education on their rights. Many group presentations were given each day. In fact, on Saturday the 24th, 10 ranchers from Oregon, Nevada, Utah, and Arizona came and nullified their grazing contracts with the BLM and U.S. Forest Service. Mm-hmm. On Saturday the 24th, grand jury administrators from Nebraska and Florida were forming a grand jury to review the abuses in the Hammond case.
Just Tuesday, imagine that.
What? The people?
Imagine that. You know, this kind of terrorist activity. And he goes on to say, Tuesday the 27th, the day LaVoy was killed, we began releasing documents exposing criminal acts by the government. Whoa. The evening of the 27th, the meeting was scheduled with Grant County residents. And that's where our good buddy, Constitutional Sheriff Palmer lives, right, Sam?
Yes, sir.
Anyway, to give a presentation with those at the refuge, to give their presentations to hundreds of people in the county, including the county sheriff, and was Sheriff Glenn Palmer. The FBI attacked those who were to give the presentation on the way to this peaceful meeting, leaving hundreds at the meeting with no speakers. Yeah. On Wednesday the 28th, a follow-up meeting was scheduled with Harney County residents, with those at the refuge to finalize actions to claim back lands that were taken by the BLM, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and United States Forest Service. This included plans to take action to begin logging again in Harney County. I mean, you can see why you got to stop this.
And I mean, could you imagine people logging, cutting down trees, I mean, and planting more, building houses and making beautiful wood tables and just, like, you know, using the resources that God gave us to make our lives wonderful. I mean, just imagine.
Remember, there's some folks that think that if you cut a tree down, Sam, I mean, it's going to cry and everything else. So,
have they ever thought of planting another?
Ooh.
They're not really worried about babies that get murdered in abortion, whether they cry.
Well, that's right, yeah. Well, of course not. I mean, not those, but the trees, yeah. Anyway, they say on Thursday, or Ammon says on Thursday evening, and by the way, he said this through, is Carol his mom or his wife?
His mom.
Okay, so his mom passed it on to us.
Yes,
on Thursday evening, the 29th, a meeting was scheduled with Malheur, or, you know, anyway, the guys, the county next to it, residents with those at the refuge to give a presentation on the Constitution as it pertained to federal limits to land ownership inside the states. This meeting was to occur in Ontario, Oregon. Now, that's south of Canada. Hundreds were expected to attend. The Sheriff's Department also accepted the invitation and was scheduled to attend. On Friday afternoon, the 30th, you know, imagine him releasing all this information about what their plans were. Anyway, on Friday afternoon, the 30th, residents surrounding Jordan Valley, Oregon, had scheduled a seminar with those at the refuge to come out and inform them of how they can protect themselves from a national monument that's to be signed in by President Obama this year. Yeah. 2016. This monument is twice the size of Yellowstone, takes up a third of the county landmass, and will put over 250 ranchers out of business as they know it. Ranchers from Malheur County were scheduled to nullify their contracts with the U.S. Forest Service. In the following weeks, Ammon goes on to say, meetings were scheduled in Wyoming, Montana, Utah, Arizona, Nevada, New Mexico, and the state of Washington. Sounds like brush fires of freedom.
Yeah, and multiple while that's going on, Ammon Bundy's going to be in all these places while the government pretends there's a standoff somewhere else.
multiple Skype meetings were also set up throughout the western U.S. All these meetings were to discuss how they would stand against the unconstitutional land control by the federal government. Those at the refuge collected over 50 testimonies of ranchers who lost their family property to the U.S. government in Harney and surrounding counties. Hundreds of government documents
and as we documented,
were compiled.
Hold on. As we documented, even down in Georgia, to black people, Kurt. They're friends of ours. We hope to help them, too, is the point. All right, now.
But aren't we supposed to be racist, Sam?
Well, I don't know what race has to do with the American people getting their land back from the thugs.
Yeah, but people always say we're racist.
I don't even know what color they are.
Couldn't figure out how we're supposed to help.
I just know they've been wrong, too. Glad to help them.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, up one line to make sure you get all this in. This might help, Kurt.
Yes. The part where it says hundreds of government documents.
Yes, sir.
Is that the word? Hundreds of government documents. This is, from a note from Ammon Bundy through his mom to us. It says hundreds of government documents were compiled by those at the refuge. Many of the documents exposed abusive actions by federal government officials, Judge Grasty, he's nasty Grasty, Harney County Sheriff's Department, and direct abuses to the Hammond family. Huh. Hammond goes on to say, escalation of force from the FBI, OSP, now what's OSP? Oregon State Police, in case you're wondering, and the Sheriff's Department incrementally increased as the education from the refuge expanded. Government officials knew that if they did not take forceful preemptive action to stop the expanding influence of the refuge, many would begin to stand for land rights as protected by the United States Constitution.
Now, what the government doesn't understand is they can put Ammon behind bars in solitary confinement, Kurt. But you know what? There's thousands of us that'll tell the tale of liberty from a constitutional perspective, and they can't stop us.
Well, yeah. It's,
you know what you call
like
that?
That's called freedom.
Yeah, the liberty. Freedom factor, buddy.
Yeah, there you go. Then he goes on, Ammon goes on to say, make no mistake about it. Those that were educating at the refuge and are now suffering in jail at this time are political prisoners. Those at the refuge never pointed a gun and never pulled a trigger to kill. They chose to educate, giving others the freedom to choose. The government promoted fear and forceful tactics to control and stop this education, and ultimately they used force by the barrel of the gun. Sincerely, Ammon Bundy, 2/4/16. So.
And by the way, Kurt, the only people to commit violence to date is your out-of-control, belligerent, unconstitutional government. The proper role of government would have never been doing these things because they would know that it's outside of their scope of defined responsibilities set forth in the supreme law with checks and balances to prevent this kind of stuff from even happening in the first place. All right, quick pause. We'll hear from Ammon in a second. How's that?
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the Pure Effect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your Pure Effect Ultra today by visiting pureeffectfilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit pureeffectfilters.com.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen.
This is Ammon Bundy. I am currently in jail, solitary confinement. And I've learned that I've just been indicted. I ask the question, what are a people to do? This is what you get when government officials ignore the people. We exhausted all prudent measures to get government officials to investigate the abuses to the Hammond family. Tens of thousands of people understood injustice were taking place by government officials, and their petitions were ignored. The result of government officials ignoring the people are acts like the takeover of the Malheur Refuge. Taking over the refuge was not only right, it was the duty of the people to do. When government officials are acting in contrary to the people, they must not get away with it. The takeover of the Malheur Refuge was a needed action to show government officials that the people will not be complacent when they prosecute and bully good families like the Hammonds. Government officials chose to end our educational efforts with a tax of force, and it appears they intend to do it again. Go home, Oregon State Police. You have already killed enough. Go home, FBI. It is time to end this. Thank you, Ammon Bundy.
There you have it, Kurt. I wanted to play that because you know what's interesting? Whenever anybody else goes to jail, we never get to hear from them at all of what they think or what they're, you know. In this case, Ammon is finding a way to get this information out, even though he's in solitary confinement. Good on him. I want to play it straight so you guys get it uncensored or I don't know, whatever word you want to use. I want to get it exactly as it is for you people. And I don't agree that it was wise to take over the monument. However, I want to be very clear and say that Ammon's right. To a great degree, what is a people to do when they can't get any redress of grievances, can't have the truth, everything's buried up in corruption and everything else? What is there to do? Now, White Rose called in and wanted me to clearly articulate this, Kurt. This is Agenda 21 at work, and I've mentioned this plenty of times with regards to this Ammon Bundy thing. And the White Rose wisely brings this up as well. This is critical. It is Agenda 21. And we need to get Tom DeWeese back on to talk more about this. But this is Agenda 21, big time. And the land battles in the West aren't over. It used to be called the Sagebrush Rebellion. The Haig family has been fighting this forever. The Bundy family have been fighting this forever. The Hammond family has been fighting this forever. And as Ammon's press release said, you know, 250 ranchers are going to be going out of business due to Barack's latest belligerence. The question that Ammon raises is a legitimate one. What are we to do, Kurt, when the government is so aggressive, so abusive, so hostile, when there's corruption at the highest levels to where there is no appropriate redress of grievance in the courts, there is no due process of law, etc. For example, you know what? They just indicted Ammon. They wouldn't even let Ammon or his, be in the courtroom for the indictment. What about a jury of your peers? They file these indictments and have to set the stage against you before you even get a chance to defend yourself. It's wrong, Kurt, and it needs to stop. This is the kind of stuff where they play games then we are frustrated about it. Then they say, oh, man, you're crazy. You're a terrorist. You're violent. Well, the only violence that has been committed is by the FBI and state police here. And Ammon tells the folks in the refuge to go home so they don't get killed. And then he tells the FBI and the state police to go home. He's right as rain, Kurt.
Yes, he is. One listener, well, Patty from State Street Grill, you know, wrote in. She says that brought tears to my eyes talking about the Finicum funeral thing. And then she said, I feel so sad for Mrs. Finicum and the family. My heart hurts for her. She says, I add him to the Sons of Liberty. We need to throw the tea into the harbor, she says. Well, I'll tell you what.
Her point's well taken again, and as Ammon wisely questions, what are we to do? Now, yes. I believe that the educational campaign that Ammon is putting forward is the key. Mm-hmm. And if Ammon can't do it, Kurt, in my humble opinion, what would be wisest to do would be for us to carry the ball forward. Look, I know I'm too cocky. We probably better find somebody else to do it. Okay, but I'm saying there are people.
Don't forget arrogant. You know, remember that.
Oh, yeah, I mean, absolutely. You know, maybe.
Or cocky and arrogant, you know, all that stuff.
But I'm convinced, Kurt, that we really need to focus on this educational campaign.
Yeah.
And you know what? There's people that can roll forward with that educational campaign in Ammon and Cruz's stead, if you will.
Almost like the CSPOA or, you know, something like
almost
that.
Almost like, exactly like.
Oh, yeah.
CSPOA.org, Chris Ann Hall's doing a great job. Chris Ann Hall already went to Oregon and educated for 2 days. Guess who's going next, Kurt?
Who?
The good sheriff. Former Sheriff Richard Mack will be in Burns on the 12th. Very and from good. What I hear, the FBI and everybody else is worried about what he's going to say. And my response to them is simple. Are you
might
ready?
Talk freedom or something like that.
Well, my response to them is very simple. You ready for it?
Come on down and listen.
Well, not only come on down and listen, but maybe you guys want to become lifetime members of the CSPOA.
Yeah, there you go.
And the real question that I have is, why are they worried about what he's going to say? Is he allowed to
Isn't
say what he wants
America
to say?
Is America the land of freedom of speech and all that stuff?
Well, it used to be.
The way it was. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't even understand. Exactly.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, it's just beyond imagination. Mm-hmm. They're worried about what he's going to say. I'm worried about what they're going to say and do. They're the ones that have, in the last 30 days, killed someone. None of us have done that.
No, I don't remember any of that.
Man. Yeah.
Good point.
Hey, man, there's this dude that pulled over a cop. Kurt, what did you just email me?
It's a lady. Sam, right. And you, I don't know if you heard about this, but a little while back, there was a headline, you know, individual pulls over and makes a citizen's arrest. It happened down in Florida, Miami, Florida, and I guess now the Fraternal Order of the Police, or in other words, the union president down there, is kind of ticked off at this driver who pulled over a cop because the cop was speeding. Now, this lady... she captures the pursuit of this Miami-Dade police officer on video. Her name is Claudia Castillo. So I think she's Latin American, Sam, so that means she's got a little, you know, plus benefit. She's a woman and she's Latin American, so then she's, you know, kind of cooler than the normal crowd. And, you know, she said stuff like, he's been driving recklessly. This is while she's following the cop. He was going about 100 miles an hour because I was hitting 80 and I couldn't catch up to him. You know, anyway, the bottom line is now the police guys are kind of ticked off and they posted her phone number on her social, her information and stuff like that. And so, you know, they're playing hardball. They don't like it when they get challenged.
That's wrong to do, Kurt.
Imagine that, Sam. I mean,
well, it is.
I mean, I always thought, you know, in America it was justice for all, not more justice for the guys in uniform and more justice for, like, the president and, you know, than the normal people, you know, but it seems like it's kind of topsy-turvy, doesn't it?
Yeah, now people are saying Lavoie Finicum's one of the greatest patriots before the funeral.
Yeah.
You know, what do you think, Kurt?
Well, I can tell you this, that you know, he died for what he believed in. And, you know, he certainly had, I think, good cause for standing up for his rights. When you read, I think he's even got a book, Sam, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. It's a good book, too, by the way, Kurt.
Oh, yeah, and I think you can find it on Amazon, LaVoy Finicum.
Yes, you can.
Got to look it up that way.
Now, there's another problem, Kurt. I guess Shauna Cox, not allowed to attend LaVoy Finicum's funeral.
A dangerous political prisoner. I mean, dangerous individual.
Well, I agree with Hammond. She is a political prisoner, Kurt.
Yeah.
Now, she at least got released.
By the way, they do say on Amazon that you can find a paperback on there for that book. Otherwise, the other ones look like they're all sold out. So, you got to get them. I guess you could buy the Kindle edition or $6.99 to buy or whatever. But, it's called Only by Blood and Suffering by LaVoy Finicum.
Now, yeah. Kurt, Shauna Cox, I guess she... asked the judge to lift the order barring her from attending the funeral.
Imagine that. I wonder if the judge will get right around to that. He'd probably take care of it in a couple of months. You know what I mean, Sam?
Yeah.
Speedy trial kind of stuff,
All right.
That works.
Email me that headline on that funeral, Kurt, too. I somehow had a problem.
Oh, okay.
Trying to write these show notes and having difficulty here. It's really hard to do the show.
With all our staff and stuff, you mean?
Do the show, run the board, write the notes. brushing my teeth on the break so that I could leave to this event,
Yeah, I know what you're doing, Sam, and that huge staff and all those paid employees. And since you are the largest hate group in the state of Utah, according to the SPLC, you've got all those supporters, there. It's just... what we know how you do things.
I know it. It's crazy.
Yep.
It'll get better, nice folks. Man. I hope Shauna can attend.
Yeah.
Why can't she attend, I just don't
know. Maybe they can Skype it into her,
Look, she wasn't even violent when they arrested her, Kurt. She was all mellow. They said walk backwards. She walked backwards.
Stand on your head. She stood on her head.
Well, they didn't ask her to do that, but I'm sure she
would've. Oh, they didn't. Yeah. I thought so.
All right. Yeah. Anyway, thanks for being alongside for the ride. Have a delightful weekend. As you know, we will. We will be live Monday, ladies and gentlemen. Joel Skousen will break down the details of the funeral, tell you how many people were there from a real perspective, not your government-manipulated news and more. And that's what you can count on, because this is Liberty Roundtable Live, syndicated by LibertyNewsRadio.com and RepublicBroadcasting.org.